A snowy wonderland covers Sesame Street. Kids throw snowballs as a man shovels.
'Tis the Christmas season once again, on a street called Sesame. A street where, year after year, sunny days have given way to the crisp sights and sounds of winter. And friendly neighbors have met to exchange warm holiday greetings. Warm enough to make small red monsters giggle and old friends unite. This year is no different, for with the season comes the magical, snow-covered silence of a very special night. Tonight is Christmas Eve. Everyone is snug in their beds with visions of sugar plums dancing
in
their...
Would you keep it down out there?
Of course, not everybody gets into the holiday spirit. Oscar is still a grouch to begin with.
Hey, Matt! How's a grouch supposed to get any sleep around here? You just keep blabbering on and on.
Excuse me, Oscar, but may I be the first to wish you a very merry...
Hey, don't say it. There's only one merry thing about Christmas.
And what might that be?
It only comes once a year. And this year I plan to sleep through the whole thing. Fruitcake and all. So, if you don't mind, just read this.
Do not disturb until after Christmas, Oscar.
That's right. So just take your Christmas greetings and scram. Nighty-night. Ha!
And so Oscar the Grouch settles in for a long winter's nap. And an eventful nap it shall be.
Sparkles turn into a festive tidal with a Santa hat and Christmas lights.
The Sesame Street Christmas Carol.
A snowy gust blows the words away.
This looks okay. Try this way. Well, this is Sesame Street. It's charming, but where does Oscar the Grouch live? Well, I've been past a tree and I've been past Hoopers. Well, I'll try this way, okay? Well, no, that's not it. Let me try over here. Oh, maybe over here. Where is this Oscar the Grouch guy?
The delivery man throws his clipboard.
Hey, there's a sign. I better read it. It says, do not disturb until after Christmas, Oscar. Oscar, he must live here. I better get this over with.
He combs his hair down.
Good evening, Mr. Grouch, sir. Scaredy Pest Delivery Service.
I better try something different. Good evening, Mr. Grouch, sir. Scaredy Pest Delivery Service. Well, I guess nobody's home.
Hey! Can't you read?
Yes, Mr. Grouch, sir. And may I compliment you on your very fine handwriting skills.
Oh, great. Thanks for nothing.
No wonder they call him a grouch.
Who are you and what do you want? Don't you know it's the middle of the night?
Yes, sir. And I am Joe Marley, sir. Scaredy Pants Ghostagram Delivery Service. I'm here to deliver you the first of three ghostagrams this evening. And this is number one.
Hey, well, I didn't order anything. Let me see that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for being so very understanding, sir.
This is a vintage 1843 baked beans can. Hey, I love junk mail.
Oh, and it's not just any baked beans can, sir. It comes with a card.
Oh. Give me that.
Just read the directions on the card, word for word, and you will be visited by the first of three ghostly spirits.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, no, sir. Opening ghostograms is very simple. Step one, read the card and a ghost will appear. Two, the ghost will deliver a meaningful message. Three, the message will make you a better person. Or, grouch, it's as simple as one, two, three.
That wasn't simple. That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, I don't make this stuff up, sir. I just deliver the ghostograms. Good evening, sir.
Man, I thought he'd never leave. Well, let's see here. Place can on solid surface. Okay. There we go. Okay. Now, read as follows. I love rubbish. Anything tarnished or grubbish. It's a real blast watching Christmases past. Things that happened a long time ago-ish. Ago-ish?
The can speaks.
You've left out the last line, mate. It's against Ghost of Grand policy for me to exit me can until I've heard the entire message.
Wow, it's working. Let me see. It says, Ghost in a can, obey my command, bah humbug!
Step back, Mike. My contents are under pressure.
The smoking can bounces around. A ghost in a top hat jumps from the can.
Jumping junkyards. That scaredy guy was right.
Rhubarb, the grouch of Christmas past. At your service, lad.
Rhubarb? The Rhubarb the Grouch from London, 1843? Why, you're grouch royalty.
Oh, you're too unkind.
Well, it's terrible to meet you.
Oh, no. The displeasure's all mine, I assure you. Well, says here on me schedule that I must show you two old heartwarming home movies from Christmases long ago here on Sesame Street. A little trip down memory lane, so to speak, right?
Wait a minute. You're a grouch. Why would you want to show me Christmases past? The scaredy pants guy said you were going to teach me how to appreciate all the good stuff Christmas is about and show me how to be a better grouch. He said it was as simple
as 1, 2, 3.
Scary, isn't it?
Oh, righto. But don't worry, you grouchy head. This is only me temp job. Normally, I'm haunting Her Majesty's waste paper bin.
Yeah. No kidding.
And about these movies. From one grouch to another, there's nothing written here what says we have to enjoy the experience. Now, is there?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So we watch old Christmas home movies and complain about it.
Precisely, Governor.
That's a terrible idea, and I love it.
Welcome to the Grouchplex double feature. Our first blast from the past, Gift of the Magi, starring Ernie and Bert.
A buddy movie. My favorite.
Oh, 'tis a movie about giving from the heart, thinking about others and what makes them happy. This film is rated G.
Yeah, G for get it over with.
Let the show begin.
Hey, look, the film's all brown and scratchy.
Oh, that's because it's from the past. It's really, really old.
Old and sappy.
In the movie.
Golly. Christmas Eve and I still don't have an idea for Ernie's present. It's got to be something really special. What is... Oh, Ernie's rubber ducky. Hey, wait! That gives me a neat old idea. I'll get Ernie a soap dish to put his rubber ducky in. What a nifty idea.
Ooh, I'm home, Bert. Oh, Bert? Hey, what's this? Why, it's a paperclip. Why, I bet this is from Bert's paperclip collection. Of course, this is Bert's 1957 Acme. Why, he'd feel just awful if he lost this. Hey! Now I know what I'll get Bert for Christmas. I'll get him a cigar box to keep his paperclip collection in. That's what I'll get him. Then they'll never get lost again.
Ernie throws Bert's paperclip. Then he visits Mr. Hooper at his store.
Oh, hey there, Mr. Hooper.
Oh, hello, Ernie. What brings you here?
Well, I'm just doing a little bit of last-minute Christmas shopping, and there. That is a fine-looking empty cigar box up there.
Oh, really? Well, thank you.
Well, Mr. Hooper, I don't have any money, but suppose I gave you Rubber Ducky here for that cigar box. Would you trade?
Ernie, your Rubber Ducky? Are you sure?
Well, I just got to have that cigar box, Mr. Hooper.
Well, if it's not very important to you, here you are.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Hooper, and, well, here's... Here's Rubber Ducky. Goodbye, Mr. Hooper, and goodbye, Rubber Ducky.
Ernie looks sad as he leaves.
Goodbye, Ernie.
Mr. Hooper. Me too. I just, you know. Mr. Hooper?
Yes?
Mr. Hooper.
Yes?
I am prepared to offer you the deal of a lifetime. Ready?
Yes, I am.
Ta-da! Huh? This is the finest paperclip collection in the Western world. Isn't that a beauty? Now look. See there? There is my jumbo gem right in the middle. Isn't that a beauty? And over there, right by your hand there, that is a chrome-plated one I got at a paperclip manufacturer's convention.
It's very impressive.
Oh, it's wonderful. And they're all so individual. I am prepared to trade you this terrific paperclip collection for just one small soap dish. Color pink. Yeah. Huh? What do you say, Mr. Hooper? Do we have a deal?
Well...
Huh?
I must say, you talked me into it.
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
Mr. Hooper pulls a pink soap dish off his shelf. He holds it by Bert's paperclips.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
He hands Bert the soap dish.
Thank you, Mr. Hooper.
Bert looks back.
Mr. Hooper, do you think that maybe I could come and visit my paper clip? Never mind.
Bert walks towards the door. He looks back at his paper clips and sighs. Later, Bert and Ernie stand with their wrapped presents.
Well, time for bed, Ernie.
Yep, it is beddy by time, Bert.
Yeah, sure is.
Oh, Bert, I can't stand it any longer. Let's open these presents tonight.
Yeah.
Here you are, Bert. That one is for you.
Ernie, thanks. This one right here is for you.
Oh, great, yeah. Bert. Hey, but you open yours up first, would you?
Can I?
Please.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ernie, what a great, superb packing job.
Mm-hmm.
You just cut the ribbon corners so neatly. Now, if I can just slide my finger underneath the paper and get the tape. No, how about a scissor? Well, maybe if I just
take the
end...
Bert, just open it up, would you?
Oh, yeah, okay. There. Oh, Ernie! A cigar box!
Yeah.
Oh, hunky-dory!
I got it especially for your paperclip collection, Bert.
What?
Well, I got the cigar box so you could keep your paperclips in it.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, well...
Oh, come on, Bert. Put your paper clips in there so I can see how they look. I just can't wait to see.
Gee, Ernie. Hey, wait. How about your present? You didn't open your present yet.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
Bert.
Yeah, come on, open it up.
Alrighty.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Yeah. Let's see. Figure out how to get in here.
Yeah. I wrapped it good, huh?
You certainly did, Bert. Oh, that's... Why, it's a, that's a soap dish, huh?
That's right, yep, a soap dish.
Oh, it's beautiful, Bert.
Yeah, I got it for Rubber Ducky.
What?
Yeah, so he won't keep falling into the tub and sinking, you know. Hey, let's see how he looks in it. Go get Rubber Ducky. Yeah.
Come in.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Hooper!
Hey,
I just came by to drop off some Christmas presents.
Oh, wow.
This is for you, Bert.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hooper.
And this is for you, Ernie.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot, Mr.
Wow,
Hooper.
Wow, how nice.
Hey, what did you get, Bert?
Well, I don't know. I'll open it up.
Open up yours first.
Let's see. Should I untie the ribbon or get a scissor and then take it from the outside
Bert!
Here?
Bert!
Yes.
Just open it up.
Yes. Oh, my paper clips. Oh, Mr. Hooper.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow.
But, Bert, how did Mr. Hooper get your paperclip collection?
Never mind, Ernie. Just open your present.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see what you have. Let's see.
Let's see here.
What is it? Huh?
It's not... It's Rubber Ducky.
Oh, hi, Rubber Ducky.
Ernie? Well, how did Mr. Hooper get Rubber Ducky?
Oh, that's sort of a long story, Bert, but thanks a lot, Mr. Hooper.
You're welcome.
Hey, Ernie.
Yeah?
Ernie, we didn't get Mr. Hooper anything.
Oh, you're right, Bert.
You're wrong, boys. I got the best Christmas present ever.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I got to see that everyone got exactly what they wanted for Christmas. Huh? Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, Mr. Hooper.
Mr. Hooper leaves. Ernie looks lovingly at Rubber Ducky.
Merry Christmas, Ernie.
Merry Christmas to you too, Bert.
The movie ends.
Oh, that was so moving. Makes me cry like a baby in an onion factory.
Hey, you gotta be kidding.
Whoa. Got you there, didn't I, mate?
Oh. Yeah, good one. I give it 2 grouchy thumbs down. All that friendship and giving from the heart stuff was way too sappy.
Indeed it was. Next up, another musical featuring an overgrown canary walking around singing about how much he misses his furry elephant-like friend. Snuffaloofy, Sniffaluffo, Snuckly...
Snuffy?
By Jove, you've got it, pro film.
In the movie, Big Bird stands by a big pile of toys. He makes a phone call.
Hello, we're not here right now. Please leave a message after the beep.
Rats of the answering machine.
Hi, Snuffy, it's me, your old pal Big Bird. I sure wish I could talk to you in person, but I guess I'll have to leave you a little message. I sure do miss you, Snuffy. I wish Christmas would end. See, I've gotten lots of presents, but not the one I want most.
I don't want anything that you pull on a string. All I want for Christmas is you. Some jacks and a ball wouldn't please me at all. All I want for Christmas is you. I don't need some crayons or an automobile. Just a shaggy person who can feel what I feel. A necktie is neat and shoes are a treat, but they can't make me smile when I'm blue. Don't get me a picture book to color and trace. Don't buy me a rocket ship that goes into space. All I need's a buddy with a smile on his face. All I want for Christmas is you.
You can't see it, Snuffy, but I'm doing a little dance. I'm happy I'm talking to you. And I've never danced on the telephone before. Now I'm dancing in little circles. Now I'm doing a little soft shoe.
A necktie is neat, and shoes are a treat. But they can't make me smile when I'm blue. I don't need a hula hoop, a top, or a ball. Don't get me a cuckoo clock to hang on the wall. All I want is Snuffy, who's my best friend of all. All I want for Christmas is you. All I want for Christmas is you. All I want for Christmas is you.
The movie ends for the Grouches.
Well, Oscar, all bad things must come to an end.
Yeah.
And that was really bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got that right. Talk about your holiday turkeys.
You can say that again.
Wait, you're leaving?
Well, I must be going. 2 more ghostograms are on the way. Yep, there we go. Don't let the holidays make you all happy and sweet, my boy. All right, ready for re-entry. Have a lousy evening.
Yeah, likewise, I'm sure.
Oh!
He dives into the can. Oscar takes the can of beans.
Now that's what I call an exit. Well, this baby's going into the old collection. Or maybe I'll sell it on G-Bay.
Joe Marley bounces down the street.
Oh, where is that Oscar the Grouch's can again? Oh, here it is. Time for my next delivery.
He straightens his hair with a comb.
Mr. Grouch, sir! Scaredy Pants delivery at your service!
What?
Ah! Oh! Sorry, sir! Here you go. Your next delivery.
What is that?
Ghostagram number 2. It appears to be a jack-in-the-box, sir. Isn't it beautiful?
Mwah! Joe hands the box to Oscar.
Yuck. Return it to sender.
Sorry, sir. Ghostagrams are non-returnable.
Well, you can't judge a ghost by its cover. And maybe it's full of sauerkraut.
Perhaps, sir. And as always, here are your easy-to-follow instructions. May I get a signature on line 3, please, sir?
In your dreams?
Of course, sir. Don't worry. We have you on file.
Well, let's see what this says here. Okay, turn the crank on this box, and then you will see that present means more than a gift in a tree. Like a jack-in-the-box, I will appear with visions of sugar plums right now, right here. Ah, yuck, that gave me the creeps. Well, here goes nothing. Now let's see.
Oscar stares at it.
Well, Holly, how do you know it's a dud?
Beg your pardon, Oscar dear, but you've forgotten the magic word.
Fruitcake?
Season's greetings! I, Christmas Carol, ghost of Christmas present, also known as the Christmas that is happening right now, bid you good tidings. Oh, so sorry. There, that's better.
A talking Christmas tree? Oh, this is scary.
She hops over to Oscar's can.
You needn't worry, Oscar, sweetheart. Now come on out. I know just what you need to warm up the holiday. Decorative accessories!
Decorations appear on Oscar's can.
I'm allergic to decorations, Holly, and the chubby guy in the red suit. So you can take your holiday cheer right back up the chimney.
Whew, stubborn this one is.
Oh, what do you think you're doing, lady? I've been turned into Santa's helper.
Well, I couldn't let you stay in there forever.
Oh, really? Let me guess. You're gonna show me all the glory of Christmas present, all in living color.
Right you are, my fine furry friend. And much more. We'll explore the importance of family, friends, and celebrating wonderful holiday traditions. All in the present, right here, right now. Why, you might even be a better grouch for it. Oscar, it's as simple as 1, 2...
Save your breath and just get on with it.
Very well, Oscar. I now present Carol Vision.
Ha ha! Oh, brother.
Carol waves her magic candy cane.
Well, if it is an Elmo monster.
He knows Elmo's name.
Well, of course I do. Why, you've been on the top of my nice list. You've been a very good little monster this year, Elmo.
I'll go on with you, Santa.
Well, so what brings you up to the North Pole? That train I brought you last Christmas didn't break, did it?
No, Santa. Elmo still has his train, and he uses it all the time. Oh, lost plane conductor. Whoa, chugga.
Well, then, Elmo, I think I know why you're here. So why don't you sit right here in my lap and tell me what you want for Christmas?
Well, Santa, what Elmo really wants more than anything in the world is to give a present to Dorothy.
Your goldfish, Dorothy.
Wow! Santa knows Dorothy! Elmo's been trying and trying to find the perfect present for Dorothy.
Oh,
but Elmo can't think of what to get her.
My, Elmo. Do you know what you have?
A problem?
No, you have true Christmas spirit. Why, you've come all the way up here to ask for something for someone you love instead of yourself. And that is true Christmas spirit. Christmas carols fill the air. Christmas. Lights are glowing everywhere. Seems all the world is dressed in red and green. Quite the best you've ever seen. And then on Christmas morning, see, it won't be wrapped in shiny paper tied with ribbons, but every Christmas you recall that someone's love's the greatest present of all. That someone's love.
Oscar, Elmo learned that love is the greatest gift of all. Why, it will turn even the grouchiest frown upside down.
Newsflash, I like to frown. It's genetic.
Don't slouch. Chin up, Oscar. You'll be happy to know that even Santa wouldn't want it to be Christmas every day.
Oh, yeah? Prove it.
You're so cute when you're grouchy.
Carol waves her candy cane.
I thought Christmas every day would make people happy, Lightning. But it's making them sad. Maybe Santa's right. Every day can't be Christmas. That wouldn't be such a treat. You can get tired of chocolate candy when that's all you eat. Every day can't be your birthday. Wouldn't be much fun. Too many birthdays aren't half as nice as one that you wait for. Wait for joy and recall that if every day was Christmas, there wouldn't be Christmas.
Well, ho, ho, ho. Christmas every day is a bad idea.
Be that as it may, the point is that we can keep the Christmas spirit in our hearts all year round.
Hey, don't you ever talk about anything else?
Oh, of course I do.
Well, surprise me then, please.
Oscar, dear, you'll be thrilled to learn about lots of different holiday traditions. Each one is enjoyed in its own special way. They are celebrations you share with your friends and family, like Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Hanukkah and what's-a?
Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. Both are wonderful celebrations of culture, community, and tradition enjoyed with...
Wait a minute, let me guess. The three F's. Friends, family, and food.
No, Oscar. I do believe you're catching on.
Well, just wave that thing so I can get some sleep, huh?
Grouchy boy.
She flicks her magic candy cane.
Our family celebrates Hanukkah, and I like to set up the menorah. It's a special candle holder with 8 candles. One for each night of Hanukkah. Plus one extra candle called the shamash. We use it to light all the others.
Shiny tops to play with them all.
two boys play a hand drum.
In my family, we celebrate Kwanzaa.
Their father sets a plate of mixed fruits and vegetables on the table.
Every night, we light a candle on the Kinara. That's a candle holder with a candle for each of the seven nights of Kwanzaa.
Are you ready to light the Kinara?
And every night, we talk about one of the seven principles of Kwanzaa. Their ideas for how to live a good life.
Tonight's principle is umoja. It means unity, coming together, getting along.
Like when Tyler lets me play with his drum.
Right.
My favorite part of Kwanzaa is the karamu. It's a feast on the sixth night, Kuumba, where my whole family and friends gets together and celebrates. We eat lots of food, tell stories, and then in my family, we like to dance. Have fun when we're together for Kwanzaa. And at the end of the night, we get a small present.
The children open their gifts with their family. Inside are books, clothing, and a drum.
My own drum? Wow!
Did you notice the wonderful blending of traditional red, green, and black in the Kwanzaa centerpiece?
Well, how could I miss it, Miss Happy Tree?
I've never been one to speak ill of another, but really, may I be frank with you?
Well, please do. That would be excruciating.
In all of my ghostly travels, I have never met anyone as fussy, rude, and out of sorts as you.
Well, Carol, may I be frank with you?
Of course.
Well, that's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me.
Somehow, that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, I'm full of surprises. You're not going to make me watch another one of those holiday thingies, are you?
Well, there is the Christmas finale. A wonderful song called Keep Christmas With You.
Oh,
it's about keeping the holiday spirit all year round.
Oh, boy.
It's quite joyful.
Hmm.
Excuse me.
Oscar pouts while Carol's candy cane sparkles.
Keep Christmas with you all through the year.
When Christmas is over, you can keep it near.
Think of this Christmas day, when Christmas is far away.
Keep Christmas with you.
Big Bird waits on the street when Snuffleupagus lumbers around the corner.
Snuffy?
Bird!
Oh, Snuffy!
Merry Christmas, Bird!
Oh, Snuffy, old pal, what are you doing here? I thought you were going to spend Christmas with your grandma in Cincinnati.
I was, Bird, but guess what? She came here instead.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. I'd hate for us to be apart even for one day.
Oh, me too, Bird. Oh, Merry Christmas, Bird.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Snuffy. Come on.
Snuffy and Bird stroll through the snowy street together.
Christmas means the spirit of giving, peace and joy to you.
Goodness of loving, the gladness of living, these are Christmas too.
So keep Christmas with you all through the year. When Christmas is over,
keep the Christmas spirit all through the year without exchanging the first gift or greeting card.
Oscar's fast asleep.
Oscar? Well, I never!
What?
Oh, dear. It's my baking timer. I left Christmas dinner in the oven. I must be off.
Well, I wouldn't want to ruin Christmas dinner.
I'm moved by your newly acquired kindness, Oscar dear.
I just can't help myself.
Toodaloo.
Yeah, toodaloo.
Oh, fruitcake.
Hey, I thought she'd never leave. That's better.
Joe Marley runs back to Oscar's trash can.
Only one more delivery to go.
He combs his hair.
What now? Well, Mr. Scaredy Pants, that last ghost was a doozy. So this better be good.
Yes, sir. Third time's a charm, sir. Here you go.
What, no instruction card?
But of course, sir. No need to call our complaint line today.
Okay, so get lost.
Yes. But before I go, sir, I am required to conduct a brief survey where you rate the Ghostagram delivery service.
Of all the rotten luck.
Let's see, number one, how much did the Grouch of Christmas Past help you understand giving from the heart? A lot, a little, or not at all?
Scram.
Scram's not an option, sir. I'll just mark down a lot, also known as a smiley face. Question two. How much did the Ghost of Christmas Present help you understand the many holiday traditions celebrated during the season?
Go away.
Okay. For the sake of time, I'll just mark a lot. Well, sir, thank you for taking the time to rate our performance. Just so you know, a small tip is customary.
Scram!
Scramming, sir!
Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Press the on button and I will appear, making the future of Christmas perfectly clear. Press the on button and I will arrive. Be nimble, be quick, or I'll crash my hard drive. All right.
Oscar plays around with the remote control.
This ought to be good.
A round floating robot appears.
Season's greetings, Oscar the Grouch. I am Sam, the super automated ghost of Christmas future. How may I be of assistance? It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.
Will you look at that? A computer with a mind of its own. Over here, you bucket of bolts.
Excuse me, ma'am. Season's greetings, Oscar the Grouch. I am Sam, the super automated ghost of Christmas future. Future, future, future.
This is the future. We're all in a lot of trouble.
Thank you, Oscar the Grouch. I am Sam. If you have holiday spirit, press 1. If you appreciate your friends, press 2. If you have reached this message in error, press 3.
Just show me the Christmas future. I haven't got all night, Einstein.
I will now process your request. Subject, Christmas future, holidays in the years to come, the day after mañana, tomorrow, plus many, many years. Also known as Later On, Dude. Processing complete. I will now display a short but informative presentation which asks the burning question, what will the holidays be in the future?
That's all you got.
I will now deploy my high-def entertainment system for your viewing pleasure.
A TV and speakers come out of Sam. In a cartoon, penguins operate machines carrying Christmas decorations.
Season's greetings and welcome aboard the Future Holidays Adventure. A ride that answers the question, what will holidays be like in the future? Ooh. Hold on tight. The future can be unpredictable. Anything can happen.
A family enters a giant Christmas ornament like a roller coaster ride.
This is a holiday home of today. In the future, homes will decorate themselves.
The house turns into a futuristic home with a red bow. A penguin pushes a switch and sends the family to a new exhibit.
Today, families enjoy holiday dinner at the table. But in the future, holidays will be enjoyed in zero gravity. No need for messy food when you can enjoy a delicious, chewable space food capsule instead. the future, Christmas trees will come already decorated.
But we already have one of those.
The penguin pushes a button.
Now, your holiday will boldly go where no holiday has gone before. In the future, Santa will use a rocket sled.
Answer, warp factor 3. Hi, Captain.
Please remain seated as we return to the present. The ride back can be very bumpy and very cold. Season's greetings.
The family shoots down a hill into a snowman.
Gee, Dad, that was fun!
Let's do it again.
I like the holidays just the way they are.
His sneeze covers him in a pile of snow.
We hope you enjoyed this short and informative presentation. What holidays will be in the future? I will now play the soothing sounds of the season for your listening enjoyment.
Time to change the channel. Get lost, Tin Man!
I cannot do that, Oscar the Grouch. Get lost does not compute. Does not...
Sam spins wildly.
Happy holidays! Deck the hall! Ho, ho, ho! Let's build a snowman! Isn't this fun? Sorry, you are out of your roaming area! Ding, ding, ding! Christmas bells are ringing!
It's not working! It won't stop! This lousy music's driving me nuts! No!
During the day, Joe Marley visits again.
Mr. Oscar! Mr. Oscar, are you okay, sir?
No. I can't get away from this Christmas music. Wait, that's you.
What?
You're Joe. Joe, the scaredy pants guy, huh?
No, I'm little Joey Dickens, you know, from Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, where's the robot? Where is he?
Robot? You got a robot for Christmas? Wow!
No, you don't understand. There was a robot here, see? A freaky lady dressed up like a Christmas tree and a grouch of Christmas past. Actually, he was kind of cool.
Hey, Mr. Oscar, maybe you had a bad dream.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did have liver and onion smoothie before I went to bed.
Well, that could do it. Well, anyway, Oscar, it's Christmas Day, and I just wanted to bring you this sticky ball of used wrapping paper.
Oh, hey, this is for me?
Mm-hmm. Hey. And you know what? I bet you're going to get even more by the end of the day.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Hey, you got a point there, kid. Plus, the sun is out, so all this rotten snow turned mushy and gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, and best of all, tomorrow is the day after Christmas, and this will all be over.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, and so hold on, kid.
Huh?
Well, I was gonna give this to Slimy, but he already has one, so it's for you.
An old shoe.
Ooh! Gee, Oscar, this is the smelliest thing anybody's ever given me.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I have only one thing to say.
What's that, Oscar?
Have a grouchy Christmas. And bah humbug. Oh!
I'm sure glad Oscar feels better. Ooh! That is one stinky present.
And so Christmas returns to Sesame Street, where even a grouch can find reasons to celebrate, even though he'd never admit it.
I heard that.
Snow falls over sunny Sesame Street. Credits. Supervising producer Dion Nosek. Line producer April Chatterton. Producer Jennifer Smith. Co-producer Kevin Clash. Directed by Victor Dinapoli. Special material written for home video, written by Ricky Boyd, starring Carol Spinney as Oscar, Joey Massarino, with Matt Vogel, Jim Martin. Featuring the voices of, in order of appearance, Tim Curry as narrator, Ricky Boyd as Rhubarb the Grouch, Kristen Chenoweth as Carol, Kevin Clash as Sam. Music by Bill Lacey, Lauren Tulagian, Michael Ungar, Sandblast Productions, production designer Bob Phillips, animation and special effects by Magnetic Dreams Animation Studio, animation director Ricky Boyd. More credits roll. A logo, Sesame Workshop.